can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Scheman and Shepard, some rhythm and blues on a Monday. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I had to go back to a few, about 15, 20 minutes ago. Soccer guy, after he called, sent us a text. Said, I missed everything you said about my call because my girlfriend can't drive and take directions. Well, bleeping women.
Wow. Wow. Maybe it's raining and it's difficult. I mean, we're getting deluged up and down the coast here. All that stuff that was churning out over the Gulf of Mexico blew inland here in the last hour, and we're all getting rocked. Mm.
Really upset. I came home from my weekend in
Disney
Lake Buena Vista, yeah. And something tipped over my sunflowers and ate them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'd worked really hard on those sunflowers.
You've been growing your sunflowers for, like, months.
I was going on a couple months. What kind of creature? And I was just starting to get flower. On what, one of them.
Like somebody, like, gnawed on them and chopped them down?
Something gnawed on them. I think it was a rabbit.
Probably.
A bunny rabbit. We got a lot of rabbits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of rabbits.
So that's what I'm thinking. So that was a little disheartening.
You needed to
and it's too hot now, and the weather's too crazy to grow anything right now, so I'm done growing until
you are crushed. You are really working on this.
Man, I was like... really proud of my sunflowers.
Yeah.
I had four of them growing.
I thought it was three. Okay, good.
No, there was one. There was a small one. There.
And he chopped all of them down?
Got all of them, yep.
Wow. What are you going to do now?
I can't do anything. I threw them away.
Wow. Very disappointing. How tall were they?
The tallest one was probably about four and a half feet.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shortest one, man.
Yeah, next year you need to put a little miniature fence around the base so that little bunny foo-foo can't get in there and chop them down.
Right. Wasn't an armadillo like a Craig's, right?
Well, I don't know exactly what it was. I just know we have a lot of rabbits
in
the preserve behind our house.
And multiplying like rabbits out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I don't know what likes to chomp on a sunflower. Perhaps one of our listeners are. There's a listener out there that knows. There's a listener.
If it's anything like the seed, pretty delicious, right?
Yeah, as long as it's toasted.
I think I put salted.
I've never had a raw sunflower
and
seed.
And I put the ranch flavor in the soil, so that's what.
Did you really?
No, I didn't.
All right, with that, more of this ridiculous argument, Beth, three-way argument we got going here, and then I'm going to add fuel to the fire by rehashing.
No, that's not right. You are absolutely misrepresenting. You're like worse than Congress. You're like misrepresenting everything we're saying.
I don't think so. I think I'm spot on.
Oh, you're not.
Misrepresentation.
All I'm saying is, on paper right now, it's a great deal for the Lakers. All I'm saying is, it's a short window for them to win the whole thing.
Wait a minute.
Two years.
Great deal for the Lakers. That's not what you said last hour.
This year is a great deal
you
for the Lakers.
You said they got screwed.
I think we are going to say
Mr. Flip-flopper over here in Congress, huh?
Flip-flop. Congress, yes.
here's my philosophy in sports, right? You play to win the game. You play to win now. I'm always of that ilk. You play to win now. Okay. And maybe the Lakers will. But if they don't in the next 2 years, this is going to look like a horrible trade because they are going to be screwed.
How horrible can they look when they've got the best player in the league?
I mean, horrible when giving up that much. Well, who are they going to put around him?
Well, hold on.
Who are they going to put around him?
They've got LeBron under contract for 3 more years.
He can opt out. Two, really.
Two more, and then he can opt out.
For the last one.
Anthony Davis is still, as I said last hour, he's 26 years old.
Right.
Even if this version of the Lakers with AD and LeBron doesn't work out, you're a few years away from just pairing up another superstar with 29-year-old Anthony Davis, and we got another five-year run there.
All I'm saying is you just said it, a few years away. That's fine.
But LeBron doesn't have a few years.
No, he doesn't.
It's now.
He has two. But Chris is saying it won't matter in 2 years up here, Anthony Davis, with another free agent in a few years. Well, we've seen that philosophy before backfire many a time.
All right, we'll get into it.
Look,
here.
Like you said, they had to make this. All right, he's got his.
Yeah. We got to stay on time here. Time now for a Sports Center rundown with Chris.
All right, got an elimination game going on right now at the College World Series. Arkansas is up on Texas Tech 3-0, top of the fourth inning at Omaha tonight. Florida State continues their run through the College World Series. They face off against Michigan. That's at 7 o'clock on ESPN. The San Jose Sharks have kept one of their premier free agents off the market. Defenseman Erik Karlsson is signed to an 8-year deal. And at the Raptors championship parade today, Kyle Lowry started a 5 more years chant.
5 more years.
Trying to pressure Kawhi into staying north of the border.
Look, they're all sitting around going, look, we've done all we can do. We've won a championship. We were good teammates. He came here, and I don't think anybody believes he's staying. So, we'll see.
Well, it's got to be hard to say no to that, though.
As a human being, yeah. When people are, there's 5 million people out there or 2 million people out there laying their love on the line. They're supporting you. All right, thanks. I'm going to L.A. now.
Later.
We the South.
We the South.
We the Southwest. Get some of Pete's corn that he likes to cook, Southwest corn and all that for Super Bowls and Final Four.
Mexican street corn.
Yeah, that.
Mexican street corn.
Yeah. It's what they do down there.
Another misrepresentation.
Which, by the way, today, Wikipedia, it's National Eat Your Veggies Day, so it will be all vegetable questions.
I love it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Vegetable trivia.
Oh, I love it.
There's a corn question in there.
Oh, excellent.
Corn.
Does about it good.
Eat it today, see it tomorrow.
Never understood that. Does it come back together?
What?
The corn.
No, your body does not digest it.
But I chew it.
We're not going down.
I chew it.
I'm not doing another poop show today. But
did that happen last week?
When no.
It escalates. No, It can get into a stinky situation.
Exactly. All right. So I'm being accused of being a liar here as I simply broke down the trade Anthony Davis to the Lakers for Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and 3 draft picks, including the number 4 pick this week. All I said is Pete thinks the Lakers gave up too much. Chris thinks it's an awesome deal, and I think the Pelicans had no choice. And you guys are accusing me marshaling the evidence.
I didn't disagree with your analysis. I agree with you. The Lakers, the Pelicans did exactly what they had to do. They had no choice. Dead body of Gail Benson aside, which we know was BS.
She said, over my dead body, I trade him to the Lakers?
You believed her up until yesterday.
I never believed
her. You did. Oh, my God. You sat here Thursday and Friday saying, Gail Benson was over my dead body. I kept telling you, don't believe that.
She's not in charge. I've never thought she was in charge over there.
Oh, where is the video? I'm going to start taping. I'm going to start putting my Watergate tapes together over here.
No, you're not totally wrong. You're not totally wrong.
But I totally agree. All I'm saying is if they don't win it, in my opinion, in the next 2 years, that this is going to come back to haunt them for a long time. They're not going to get back to championship contention for quite some time. It will be a few years.
But the minute they signed LeBron, you say the window is 3 years. They've got to win with LeBron. Yeah. And so I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah. I mean, they're playing to win now. Now, I don't know who came up with this idea, if Rich Paul is the one who masterminded it. Somehow, Palenka's getting credit. Was it the Rambi that got this done?
Magic Johnson's giving him credit. Did you see his text?
Magic Johnson.
Tweet?
Is such a fraud.
Magic's like, I
so
offered
bad.
More than that back in February, and they said no. Way to go,
you know
Rob.
What? He might have. Well, the only thing he didn't have.
I think we need to be real. I don't think he did, because it was only 2 draft picks.
But was he shot? But no, was he shot down by Jeannie Buss and the Rambi back then?
Kuzma.
And now they changed their mind.
Kuzma was gone.
The fact that you keep Kuzma in this deal for the Lakers, that's why. Even if this version of the Lakers doesn't win an NBA title.
Yes.
Post LeBron, you're still dealing with the 29-30-year-old Anthony Davis, where you're basically back in the same boat you were here, where you can take your crack at another 3-4-year window.
You're going to have to do it through free agency, though, because you're not going to have a draft pick for 2 years past LeBron.
Who wins building through the draft in the NBA?
You get superstars, but let's see who's going to be available. I mean,
the Pelicans.
Who's the last team to win building through the draft in the NBA? The Spurs?
You have to do a combination. We've always said you need at least 2, usually 3 all-stars on a team.
I'm going to give you that one.
You don't build through the draft in this league.
You know, in the NFL, you build through the draft. In the NBA, you don't.
It starts.
That's what I'm saying.
Starts, but you're going to be you don't know what's going to be available free agency-wise in 3 or 4 years.
If you get lucky in the draft in the NBA, you're screwed in a media market because your player's going to leave.
A lot of people think it's just easy. Oh, you know. know, we'll get it. If we don't win in 2 years, well, LeBron will be gone. We can get another. It's just never that simple. It's never that simple. Look at some of the organizations over the years. Now, our sticky pad bet that Craig had the other day.
Hold on. Before you get into that, all caps guy, for the love of God.
Oh, my God.
Put the bottle down.
Just stop texting him,
pal. He's ripping on Chris for calling corn a vegetable. He says, no, it's a grain. No, corn is a vegetable. It's a seed. You plant it. It grows a stalk. It has corn on it. We eat it. It's a circle of life. It's a vegetable.
It's a fruit.
Now, all right, back to Friday's show, because we got to update Chris and see if we put this sticky up.
Can we change all caps guy to get a life guy?
No, really? he's got his following from right. What he says.
Now, Chris, while you were going on Friday, you're going to have to referee this. I'm sorry. You're going to have to be referee.
No, Rick was right.
Let me say my deal without you interrupting
me.
Okay.
Because after the season was over for the Warriors, I said, quote unquote, as currently constructed, this team will win 35 games next year. The Warriors are out. If Draymond Green is your second best player, and they're going to win 35 games, which doesn't get them in the playoffs, and Pete wants to bet me a sandwich on that, I've said, look, unless you trade for LeBron, you're not going to. If Draymond Green's your second best player, and that team that I saw on the floor the other night with Jarebko and McKinney and Cook and Livingston and Bogut, along with Steph Curry and Draymond Green, that team ain't winning in the West.
Chris, all I said was I said nothing about winning anything. About championships or divisions or playoff. I said they would win 36 games. That's it. He said they wouldn't win 30. They'd win 35. I said,
currently constructed.
And I said to you right back, you sure you want to do that? Because I could say it's currently constructed. The Raptors would be the defending champs again. But they're not going to be.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Well, it is ridiculous. So, but to think that Golden State will not win 35 games, no one's ever saying anything past that. That they're going to be back in the championship.
Well, hold on, because if you play it out, right?
the young millennial is playing the parent, settling the argument between the two brothers here. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's Steph, Draymond, and a bunch of
nothing.
And Iguodala.
I do think that it's a year older. Had a tough time.
35. We're talking 35 wins.
Look, man, I agree with you, Pete, it's kind of crazy.
35
on the surface.
I'm not saying.
However,
but
thinking about
it, look at it. I mean, yeah, I think Steph is good for 25 wins over the course of a season.
Maybe, yeah.
That's a lot.
Well, I don't know. It's hard to tell. They've had so many superstars around them.
I mean,
I think we had this show last year where we agreed LeBron was worth about 14
wins. I'm not saying they'll make the playoffs. I still think they'll find a way to be somewhat competitive. But I do think they will, as you know, Dr. Ian Malcolm said, Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park, life finds a way.
But if they
Golden State will find a way to win 35 games.
If they just want to set their roster up to kind of – I don't want to say throw 19-20 season away.
Yes.
But if you're going to re-sign Klay and you're going to re-sign KD, like KD, best case scenario, is coming back playoffs of next year?
No, I don't think that's right.
Best case scenario.
Yeah.
And yeah. Klay, all-star break?
Klay, no, I don't know about Klay.
That's an 11-month injury for a basketball player.
He might be back for the playoffs, but.
What playoffs? They're winning 35 games. They're not making the playoffs in the West.
That's all I got to do is win 36. That's all I care about.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. That's our bet.
I
have to win 36 games.
But your statement
I care about the rest of the season?
Your statement about them making the playoffs.
No.
Sacramento was a 9 seed with 36 wins last year.
Yeah, I think they can get to 36 wins. I think when after they assemble their roster – and it's not going to look nothing like it did the last five years, obviously. But I still think they can get to 36 wins. That's all I'm saying. Not 39.
If
36.
If Draymond's your second best player. All right, tell me what teams. Houston's better than them? Denver's better? Portland?
It doesn't matter.
San Antonio?
It doesn't matter.
The Jazz?
Lakers.
The Lakers?
It doesn't matter.
Maybe the Clippers, once they get Kawhi, they're not cracking 500 in the West.
I don't care. They have to get to 36. I don't need them to make 500. They need to get to 36.
So there you have it, Chris.
I didn't say they'd make 500.
There you have it, Chris.
I said they'd
make the argument.
I'd say they'd make 36. Double sandwich bet. Sticky note on the wall. I'm back of you.
double? Why? What does double sandwich bet mean?
Two back-to-back sandwich days.
Back to double sandwich bet.
No, now see, I would take play, that as no, two sandwiches no, in one day.
No, now you're going to play Mickey the Dutch. Let's get Rick Church on the phone. He puts right in back of you.
He didn't write it down.
He didn't write
it
down.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
I saw him do it. Stick it up there.
That would be very unlike me to agree to a double sandwich bet.
You absolutely did. You're so lying. More lightning bolts. Your new nickname is Nixon.
I'm a Pinocchio.
Nah.
All right. So, Chris, you have it. There you go.
Hot godmother.
You put it on the board. 35 wins.
No, I know it's up there. I saw him do it.
It's not up there, Pete.
It's not.
I'll read all of them for you. I got your final four picks. Those were awful.
No, I got two of them. What are you talking about?
Michigan, Nevada, Duke, Marquette.
Oh, basketball. Basketball.
I'm so winning this Golden State bet.
We got the Hugh Freeze against John Gruden bet.
That's an easy one. Go Liberty.
Lions will make the NFC wild card.
Fact.
D'Antoni will be fired before February 2020.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's discuss that.
If he's what even is this there.
One? Pete, again, with his crazy Bucks prediction. Bucks will win 10 games.
Wait a minute. Which year was that?
That was this year, April 18th.
Happened more than once.
Right, that was this year's version
of
the bet.
How about me saying don't believe Gail Benson that they're, you know, to absolutely, and up until Friday.
This is a fun one. Joaquin Phoenix will be nominated for an Oscar for The Joker.
I think he'll be right on that one, actually.
I like that one. I think he will be.
All right.
It'll be one of those trivia questions. Name the only two actors nominated for the same DC character in the history of movies for an Oscar. Mm. I know a lot to think about, but still.
That's heavy.
Heath Ledger and Joaquin Phoenix.
All right, you mentioned one of our sticky pads is Mike D'Antoni will be fired before the 2020 season.
February of 2020.
All right. Daryl Morey is the GM of the Rockets. Is going around. I mean, apparently there's some tension still between Chris Paul and James Harden. These two were buddy-buddy. I mean, Chris Paul came to play with James Harden, one of his best friends, and they're still arguing about who got the ball in game 6. So all their commercials and everything they do together where they're hanging out, clutches shooting up the house, the microwaves blowing up, all those good times are over, man. So Daryl Morey goes on Golden
Wait, that wasn't real?
No, Chris. Well, I know. I think at the time it was real. I think they're buds. But Daryl Morey says there's tension. The tension between Paul and Harden on Golic and Wingo this morning. He says it's good.
We have two high level competitors, Chris and James, who their only goal in life at this point is to win the title. They've accomplished everything else. They're both going to be first ballot Hall of Famers. So two competitive superstars at that level. There's going to be times when they're extremely competitive, extremely focused on, you know, how do we get to that next level? And when we don't, there's going to be frustration. And I'm frustrated. Our top players are frustrated. Mike D'Antoni's frustrated. We want to take the last step and be the champion. And I think it's good that there's tension in the sense that we all want to win.
I think this is a bad kind of tension. There's good and there's bad. This is a bad kind of tension.
We really have to go. Unless you play the other cut, you need to play, and then we'll go back to really May 30th and give you the chronological timeline of this disaster.
All right, here's where Daryl Morey, every year, you can play the soundbite any year, he's going to be in the thick of it. He probably still thinks he's going to get AD. But they're going to be very aggressive here in the offseason in trade talks.
We're pretty aggressive. We have a history of that, and sometimes I don't love that it creates a little tension because we are aggressive in trades. But if we see a trade that's going to upgrade our team, of course we're going to do it. And we feel like we should be the favorite in the West, and we're going to do moves to show people that we should be the favorite in the West. And, yeah, that's going to create a little tension when we do that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're gonna have at least our starting five back. Which, again, most teams are scrambling to keep it together, and we're going to spend mid-level. We're going to spend into the tax. We're going to be one of the most expensive rosters like we were last year and this year, and we're going to be right there.
Now, while this is going on, they're negotiating on and off with Mike D'Antoni to be their head coach, and the talks have broken off for a second time now, which is interesting because you follow the timeline.
Yeah, go back to May 30th. Okay, Tad Brown, GM Daryl Morey, flanked over Tillman Fertitta, the owner, in a hastily arranged news conference on the afternoon of May 30th. Guess who wasn't there? Mike D'Antoni. More than 1,000 miles away in beautiful West Virginia.
Some of it's beautiful, some of it's not.
And again, much closer than the Rockets and their coach were to committing to each other beyond next season. Agent Warren Legarry had officially ended discussions with the Rockets about a contract extension for D'Antoni earlier that day. Think about that. Those talks had been more contentious than productive despite the franchise's success with D'Antoni. We all know that.
Well, they tried to rip him off.
Fertitta said, I think, this is what Fertitta said to the owner, I think his agent did me a favor. This is what he said on May 30th.
There's no taking that back.
So that's typically not the kind of comment made out loud, much less to the media, by an owner who's attempting to diffuse drama. But also an unusual approach to point out a coach's age and publicly wonder whether he wanted to continue working beyond next year, as Fertitta did when asked by the Houston Chronicle weeks earlier about a potential extension. That prompted D'Antoni to make it clear that he planned to coach, quote, at a high level for at least another 3 years. Nor is it normal NBA practice to spill the specifics of an offer that wasn't accepted, which the owner did again. Fertitta volunteered that the great extension offer he made D'Antoni included a $5 million base salary below market value for a coach of his stature. It was really, and the $1 million incentives for each playoff round win, which is a slap in the face, which is what we talked about for a while. And he failed to mention the buyout language that guaranteed D'Antoni only half the base salary, which he'd also said it was going to be $2.5 million, and he had to make the second round to get $1 million. 5 days later, Fertitta boarded his private jet along with Maury, flew to West Virginia to smooth things over with D'Antoni.
Smoochy, smoochy.
Rockets execs returned to Houston believing they had a handshake deal. Fertitta said, quote, to ESPN, I feel very good about it. And I've always felt good. Oh, good Lord. I'm disappointed that it got talked about in the press. And I'm disappointed I responded to the press. What?
I'm disappointed in myself.
Compelled to tell. This is like the Force again. These aren't the droids you're looking for. These aren't the droids we're looking for. Unbelievable. So in olive branch, Fertitta offered $2 million in incentives tied to the playoff advancement for next year, the remaining season on D'Antoni's current contract. If they worked out an extension, he also agreed to remove the buyout language, claiming Legarry hadn't made it clear it was considered so problematic. D'Antoni told them the reworked offer sounded good, but they needed to iron out the details.
They're begging to fire this guy. This is what they're doing.
Legarry says, I have not heard from them since the trip to visit Mike. Mike is prepared to coach out his contract. And then Legarry insists that a second year and higher base salary are must to sign an extension with the Rockets, and he's right. He was annoyed D'Antoni, a client for more than 3 decades, came across as agreeable to a lesser proposal. D'Antoni says, we're still working out the details. I'm looking forward to next year. Looking forward to making a run at the title.
I will simplify all this by saying this. Here's the Craig Sheema timeline, Pete Shepard. They get bounced from the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Contract extension talks dwindle and break apart.
Yeah.
Then KD and Klay Thompson get hurt within 3 days of each other. Talks are back on because now on paper, the Houston Rockets have the best team in all the NBA. Then AD gets traded to the Lakers. Now they're not so good anymore, and talks break off again. That's how you can break this thing down.
Oh, exactly. Golden State becomes vulnerable, and all of a sudden talks are back on. Tad Brown, the CEO of the Rockets, quote, there's been some messiness to our current offseason, but we're always going to be in a state of somewhat tension because until we achieve our goals and get where we need to be, we're going to continue to challenge ourselves to get better. That sometimes creates tension. This is just a way for us to continue to get better. And then you had the anonymous tip, the anonymous quote from one exec that says there's too much damn turmoil. That was the other
fact.
Day. That was the other day.
Yeah. All right, digest all that, if you will. When we come back, there's another element we have not really discussed.
More hot takes?
No. I've hit my quota for the week today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on fire.
Spot on.
325, you're good for the rest of the week?
Yeah. I mean, I can't get any hotter.
Saying the Pelicans will win more games than the Warriors next year?
Who said that?
I don't think I actually said that.
Tiptoed around it.
Tiptoed around it. A lot of dots that aren't there, Chris.
Not at all.
Oh, now, when we come back, LeVar Ball will give his opinion on Lonzo Ball no longer being a Laker. He is now a Pelican. And, in case you missed it, O.J. Simpson is now on Twitter. We'll let you listen to that. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Scheman and Shepherd.
What up, y'all?
What up, y'all? Yup, yo. Scheman and Shepherd.
Don't do that to Lupe.
Word to your mother.
Don't do that to Lupe.
I thought he was joking. I was about to go over and perform the Heimlich.
99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. So speaking of pop culture and hip hop.
Yeah. So you're going to take it from here?
Overall.
You got this conversation?
This weekend.
Nailed it, huh?
Cardi B was performing. And she was twerking on stage, and he split the back of her pants facing the crowd, and they saw everything. Just
when you say everything.
Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. part of this deal with this trade between the Pelicans and the Lakers, Lonzo Ball will no longer be a Laker. He is going to New Orleans to be a Pelican. We have endured 2-3 years of Father LeVar Ball talking about how great his son is, how great his son was at UCLA, how he was destined to be a Laker.
LiAngelo and LaMelo.
The Lakers, and he wanted all three of them, Melo, Jello, and all were going to be Lakers someday. Yeah,
LiAngelo.
No, that is Jello. LaMelo. Yeah.
LaMelo
Lonzo.
Hold on.
The one that's in the NBA.
LaMelo and LiAngelo.
Yeah.
So anyway, that dream is dead. But now, if you listen to LeVar, you would think that this was his plan all along. He'd been trying to get his son out of Los Angeles the whole time because it was about ready to burn to the ground. Here's LeVar Ball. His plans on Lonzo on First Take.
I'm playing chess. Y'all playing checkers.
Jeez.
The best way to get Lonzo out of L.A. is I said, you know what? I don't like New Orleans. I don't like New Orleans. Lonzo ain't going nowhere. He the best in the world. LA Lakers ain't going to never let him go. First thing they do, exactly what I want to do, let him go. Because it's raggedy over there.
He didn't let him
Even the writing is on the new shirt that he going to wear. It said no LA on it.
Big baller Brandon. There's more. There's more. LeVar.
His son covered up the Big Baller Brand tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, and broke a partnership with whoever.
His father, he broke partnership with, who was also, obviously, but in the big picture, really broke partnership with his dad.
Yeah. There's more. LeVar Ball, of course, the Lakers are going to regret. This is the worst decision.
Now, this one's from the other day. I think this one's from Sunday, actually, not First Take, so the quality's not as good.
All right, worst decision ever by the Lakers.
They're going to regret it. I'm going to have fun with it. Because I told y'all it was crashing down. Now it completely crashed, but at least my son got off the boat before the thing exploded. I gave him a chance. You can rewind it and go back. And I said, if you get the three ball, brothers, you're going to survive this.
Stop with the three ball.
Oh, it's going to be a cold day in hell.
So here's the thing. I wish the follow-up question was, have you seen the Lakers projected starting five for next year? What do you think of that?
I want to see the Lakers.
I would love to say it's got like.
I want to see the Lakers project the starting five with Lonzo, LiAngelo, and Jello.
And breaking news, this is not news for the sounder. LaMelo has just signed on with the Illawarra Hawks of the NBL.
The what?
Oh, the National Basketball League.
The National Basketball League.
Not the Developmental League. Not the G League.
No.
The NBL.
Illawarra, Illawarra Hawks. Illawarra? Where the hell is
Illawarra.
That?
Illawarra.
Where is that?
Warra.
You don't act like you know where it is.
No, Illawarra. It's in Illinois.
Is it?
No, he's totally making that up. Maybe it is.
You know, he had a 1 in 50 chance of getting the state right.
Illawarra. I would say Atlanta. I would say Georgia.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hang on. I'm looking it up.
It's in Australia.
Oh, you were so close.
Promo.
Now, wait a minute.
Promo. Well, the Australian league is not a bad league.
That's a good league, though.
Yeah.
It's better than the Lithuanian league.
Yeah.
And it probably is better than the G League at this moment.
Let's see what he's getting. Hang on.
Hold on.
Australia.
That was close.
The United States of Australia.
No, here's the press release from the Hawks. Listen to this nonsense. This is worse than
Do the Hawks suck
your,
down there your, like they do
your,
here?
It's worse than your Nixon propaganda earlier. Jeez. Global sensation LaMelo Ball set to join the Illawarra Hawks next season. Global sensation. In an announcement on ESPN this morning, the five-star ranked guard will join the Hawks as part of the NBL Next Stars program. The younger brother of NBA star Lonzo Ball, 17-year-old LaMelo, considered one of the most intriguing NBA prospects, is projected to be selected as a first-round pick in 2020. He joins a list of prospects opting to play in the NBL on their path to the NBA, including Terrence Ferguson, Brian Bowen II, and most recently, R.J. Hampton.
Wow.
Matt Campbell, the manager, says, "We're very excited to have LaMelo on the team. That has been a goal of the club to provide pathway opportunities for our young talent to play in the NBA." Hawks owner Simon,
good luck.
Hawks owner Simon Stratford gave some insight into the direction of the club regarding his latest signing. LaMelo is an exceptional talent, and having him in a Hawks jersey fits with the goal of cultivating the best young talent, blah, blah, blah. LaMelo said, "I'm excited to be part of the NBL's Next Stars program and to join the Illawarra Hawks team."
Illawarra? How you spell that?
Illawarra.
Illawarra?
No. Illawarra.
I did.
Illawarra.
I said
I think you both are adding an extra syllable.
It's Illawarra.
Illawarra.
They're 12-16 this season.
Losers.
They've lost three in a row. They're seventh in the league.
Oh, they're playing right now?
It's a spring league, Pete.
I don't know.
I don't know what it
don't
is.
Don't you know that?
Hold on, let me find their last game.
They have like
they compete with the WNBA.
No, their league is over? What?
Nobody knows.
I don't know.
He's going to the corner of the world that nobody knows.
I'm trying to find a league standings page and I can't do it.
What does that tell you?
Schedule. Hang on, I get the schedule up. Let's see who they played.
Unbelievable.
Game results.
Where are the teams? There are 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I'm not signing up for a newsletter to give me the stat. Come on. Are you serious?
No.
There are nine teams in the league in the NBL.
That's an awkward
schedule.
They
want me to sign up for a newsletter before I give me stats.
Here's my question. When did LeVar pivot from being pro Laker, my son's going to lead us all these titles, to I was trying to get him off of this burning train
Saturday.
All along. Oh, okay. Okay.
Once the trade went down.
I acted like all along I wanted him out of there before it crumbled to the ground.
Brian Conklin is their leading scorer at 14.6 points a game.
Conky.
He is, see where he's from.
What is it, Conky? Conky down under?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, whoa, mate.
Careful.
Yeah, okay.
No, it won't. This is the dumbest web page ever.
Well,
because it keeps going back to.
Now that
I clicked
the
on his name,
brothers.
It goes to naming rights. Got some Burger King looking like logo. It says Hungry Jack's on it.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Burger King.
Chris, do you have the list of the nine teams in front of you?
Yeah.
Can I hear them? I would like to hear what they named their team because I want to think of equivalents here in America. What do you have?
The Adelaide 36ers.
The 30 rip off of the 76ers, obviously.
The Brisbane Bullets.
Okay, we already have
Washington Bullets.
We
had the Washington
Bullets.
We
didn't use it anymore, so they took it.
It's an offensive term.
It's offensive here in America.
What team is that?
Uh-oh. A lot of vowels?
No, I don't even know the city.
Oh, what's the team name?
Hold on. The Cairns Taipans?
The Taipans?
Is this one? The Perth Wildcats? They're nine-time NLB champs, and they've won, get this, 33 straight NBL finals.
Yeah, the Perth Wildcats.
Perth Wildcats.
33 years in a row?
Yep.
A whole generation? They've never lost the title?
You got Melbourne United, New Zealand Breakers, the Perth Wildcats, Southeast Melbourne Phoenix, and the Sydney Kings.
The United and the Breakers, that's a ripoff of soccer.
Yeah, probably. The 36ers, the Hawks, the Kings.
Hey, I wonder what the 36ers are. Like, 76ers are, you know, 1776, all that kind of stuff. What's the 36ers? Is that like an ounce of a Foster's beer?
It's a bird.
Really? A 36ers
logo
a bird?
Is. Their logo's a bird.
A bird drinking a 36-ounce Foster's beer?
No, it's just a bird.
Bryce Colton is the Perth leading scorer at 21.8 points a game. But see, I click on their name, and it doesn't tell you any of their bios. All right, players. Maybe this will. Let me see. Maybe this will. I'm trying to find out what college. They all look like they're from the United States.
All right, while you're looking
at profile. What did I say his name was?
Who?
LaMelo?
Oh, Bryce Cotton. I remember he went to Providence. He's on the team.
Oh, there we go.
PC.
Oh, not PU. Sorry.
Yeah, that's in West Lafayette, PU.
Oh, because
they stink.
Yeah.
Fact.
There's a joke around here. Anybody went to Ida Baker, I'd be high.
Doesn't even say the college.
What's Ida Baker? Is that a high school?
Out in the Cape.
It is?
Yeah, it was fairly new when I was.
Baker is I'd be high?
Well.
Am I offending a lot of people by just repeating the question?
No.
Okay.
Not anymore.
Not anymore?
That is a stupid sophomore joke you'd make in high school.
Gotcha. All right. Coming up in 1 hour, another edition of Wikipedia. Stump Pete, it is National Vegetable Day.
So a lot vegetable of vegetable trivia? Questions. Yep.
All right.
Corn. Potatoes.
Going to have a salad here. Sounds
potato,
good.
Potato, that's a vegetable, right?
Potato is a vegetable.
Yeah, I mean, you plant it, it grows.
I mean, French fries are the healthiest vegetable out there. But yeah, it is a vegetable.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll do that.
And as I learned today, something can be many different things.
Yes.
So it doesn't, you know, if you're going to get all your panties up in a bunch, just you don't have to text in every single time you disagree with the question.
All right, I like it. We'll do that in an hour. We're giving away some fireworks, by the way, for that. So stay tuned. And when we come back, we go from one moron in LeVar Ball to another interesting figure. One O.J. Simpson has joined Twitter, finally. Keep in mind, all this stuff was invented while he was in the pokey. So we'll let you in on some of that. Scheman and Shepard next on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Check out whatever ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Now it's Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. What kind of techno pop is this?
Love it.
I don't.
It's called Put Your Hands Up for Detroit.
Oh, I love it. Seriously?
Yeah.
Put your hands up for Detroit?
Yeah.
What, like as in get up against the wall?
You didn't hear that line right there?
No, I didn't.
I can restart it. Hold on.
All right. Hold on. Okay, I'm going
to
shut up.
Hold on 1 second. You got to listen to the words.
All right. I'll let it breathe.
Like it.
There you go.
I got to agree with Pete. Is that put your hands up, Detroit, or put your hands up for Detroit?
Yeah, put your hands up for Detroit.
Oh, no. Okay, so it's not an arrest thing.
No.
Okay.
And then he says, I love this city.
Who is this?
And then the beat drops.
The beat drops. Who is it?
Freddie LeGrand.
Do I know who that is?
I don't know who that is, so.
Okay. Is this current?
Sounds
very 80s techno.
I found it off the 2000s Club Essential list.
Club Essential
list. Yeah, the name got me.
Well, thank you for broadening my horizons. All right, let's go back in time a little further. As you all know, I'm just going to mention this later in the
further
program.
Than 2000?
Sure. Well, this is 25-year anniversary of the O.J. car chase, the white Ford Bronco.
What a day.
O.J., of course, as you know, has been out of jail for some time. For what, a year? Was it last fall or two autumns ago?
Seems like yesterday.
Yeah. Well, keep in mind, while he was in the pokey, we've had the advent of iPhones and Twitter and social media. And now OJ is on Twitter. And he says he's got a lot of getting even to do. A lot of people that have been ripping him. So he's already posted like three videos that I know of. Here's some sound from his first one. We have to credit Twitter for this. And I last checked before we came on the airwaves. And again, he joined on Friday. He's got 650,000 followers on Twitter already. That's going to go over 1 million by the end of the week. Here's O.J. Simpson's first video on Twitter.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything.
Almost everything.
Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there. So this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. So this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do. So God bless. Take care.
I got a little getting even to do. Oh, my gosh.
665,000 followers. He is following. Guess how many people he's following?
Eight the last I checked. They were like the Heisman Trophy, Southern Cal, Buffalo Bills. Those were like three. I think it's
We can run through them. The PGA Tour, the Buffalo Bills, the NFL, Tim Graham.
I don't know who that is.
Who is that?
He's about to become the most famous Tim Graham in America.
USC football, the Heisman Trophy, Justin Simpson.
That's his son.
Okay, and Malcolm Laverne.
Don't know who that is, but we're about to find out.
Tim Graham.
Malcolm Laverne looks like he was the parole officer. I don't know, something. His picture is...
It's his parole officer?
It's a picture of him in a courthouse next to OJ, and they're both laughing.
Tim Graham works for The Athletic. Writer.
How did Tim Graham get that job?
I think he...
I don't know, but
it covers Buffalo.
Yeah, it covers the Buffalo
for The Athletic.
Yeah.
Very good. Stay tuned. See what else happens with this. He's going to let something slip.
I'm going to tweet to OJ and say hi.
All right. I think that's very friendly.
Oh, Juice's lawyer. Sorry.
Oh.
Juice.
Yeah, I mean, his bio is stupid. Practicing in New York, Texas, and Nevada, six-time marathon finisher. And yes, the Juice's lawyer.
What does OJ have as his bio?
If you don't,
ex-murderer?
If you don't see it here, I didn't say it.
But did he do it?
He says his home is Las Vegas, Nevada.
This backyard is awfully lush for Las Vegas. I mean, it looks like he's in, it's green. They're beautiful trees.
I tweeted at him.
He's living
hi.
A good life.
I tweeted at him. Very simple. Hi. Couple exclamation points.
We'll see if he hits you back. All right. The Juice is loose on Twitter.
The only thing he's tweeted is the three videos. You just heard one of them.
One of the other two was yesterday, in which he went on to say that he was not Khloe Kardashian's father.
No,
which
had been, which had I don't been, believe that.
That had been rumored for years.
I still have.
Because he was fooling around with
Chris.
Chris mm-hmm. Kardashian. At the time,
Jenner.
He was married to...
Oh, yeah, Kardashian.
Yeah.
Not a Jenner. Because mm-hmm. that... Never mind.
So, yeah, everybody thinks Khloe is his kid. So, on Father's Day, he announced he was not the father.
That's good timing.
Unbelievable.
Well, you want to clear that up. I get it.
The anti-Darth Vader, I am not your father.
Nope.
Happy Father's Day.
It's very exciting. I admit, I followed. Curiosity killed the cat.
For the show, we got it.
I had to.
Yeah, you're not the only one, apparently.
664,000 others.
65.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
65, because you're not 1,000.
Oh. Well, I think I am in my own mind.
Yes, you count
it. Chris Jenner's bio on Twitter. Mom, manager, momager. Isn't that nice? Lover of life, lover of Christ. Yeah, good for you.
Okay. It's all very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The Juice is loose on Twitter. Back more to break down this Lakers-Pelicans trade where, I don't want to state it incorrectly, but Chris thinks the Lakers are winning the title, and
not what I said.
Didn't say that
not
either.
What I said.
Why must you misrepresent the truth?
And Pete says the Lakers are doomed.
No. I said the Lakers are going to be in NBA purgatory if they do not win in the first 2 years.
Pete,
I'm all for going for the win, but you better do it. Well, better get it done in these next couple of years.
Your boy Danny Ainge didn't pull the trigger.
I'm glad he didn't. Not for that.
Gun shy.
He is gun-shy.
Yeah, we'll see who's...
Year after year after year.
Let's see what happens after the draft. Let's see what happens
Yeah, but you
September.
Say that every year.
Yeah, and every year they're right there.
No, but they're not there. Yeah. There's no parade in Boston today.
Scary,
don't need a parade.
Yeah. All right, we shall cover. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.